Hi, everyone. Mallory here, and welcome back to Mallory's Weird World Adventures, the podcast. I'm your host, Mallory, and I'm here to show you just how weird this world of ours really is. So we're going to have a somewhat quick episode here this week, but I think it's still going to be a good one. We're going to do the Explorers Club annual dinner in two parts. So this first part, we'll discuss the Explorers Club annual dinner that we just went to in New York City, specifically the happenings of the weekend on Thursday and Friday night prior to the big event itself. So I guess let's dive in right away. What is the Explorers Club annual dinner, or ECAD? It is a big gala every year that is hosted by the Explorers Club, where we all come together to support the efforts of scientific conservation, exploration, and things of that nature. So last year, the theme was conservation, and this year, the theme was the cosmic ballet. So it was all about space travel and exploration. And the event was just, the event is always exceptional. There's a whole weekend of festivities around the actual gala event. And last year I talked with Dakota Bailey, who is my friend that was an Egyptologist, about our experiences for the first time being there. And this year we kind of felt a little bit more like seasoned pros. So I want to talk about what that looks like, our second year versus our first year, and just our experiences at the Explorers Club annual dinner weekend. And as I mentioned before, this one will go over Thursday night and Friday night. I actually drove, because right now I'm currently based in Richmond, Virginia. So I drove from Richmond up to New York City. It's actually really not that far of a drive, all things considered. People always think it's a lot further than it is. But I got into Manhattan within 6 hours. It was a very nice, easy drive. I always hate driving in Manhattan. I don't know how people do it. It just stresses me out. I will say it was less stressful this time than other times, but I never drove after dark there, so that could have been part of it too. But I arrived and, didn't really have any traffic until I got to Manhattan. And Dakota she was going to stay with me that first Thursday night, and she had gotten in just a little bit before me, and I was so stressed out because at one point I was two blocks away, but I had to pass where the hotel was on a different street and turn around and go back because, it's all one-way traffic here, one-way traffic here, one-way traffic here. And so I was definitely I'm one block away this way and one block away this way, so two blocks away. And it says it's going to take me 19 minutes to get there. That's just Manhattan. And we arrive and we get settled in and we're just, on a mission, we're going to get to the Explorers Club and we're going to spend Thursday night just, hanging out, mingling with people and, seeing who's in before the festivities really begin, because there's nothing officially scheduled the Thursday night of the gala aside from volunteer meetings, things of that nature, people getting awards. There's special stuff going on, but there's no official itinerary or docket. So Dakota and I got there and we're happy to find out that the bar, I don't remember what time it opened, but the bar opened at some point and was just a nice open bar for everybody to hang out and mingle for the people that got in on Thursday. We got there before the bar opened. And I think we just kind of went looking around, went upstairs to the store. And of course, every time we're at the Explorers Club for ECAD week, and we always run into Steve Elkins. He sponsored both Dakota and I into the SoCal chapter of the Explorers Club. And he is the head of the SoCal Explorers Club. And he's just one of the most amazing, down-to-earth, wonderful people I've ever known. We probably talked about him before, but just a brief recap so you know who I'm talking about. Aside from being the chair of the SoCal Explorers Club, Southern California, if you don't know. Steve, he found a lost city in Honduras. I don't even know what else to say other than, that kind of just speaks volumes. But he used to be a Nat Geo videographer. He showed me some of these crazy boxes they used to have to carry around to be able to remotely record a lot of the stuff in the places they were going. And it was intense. And during his time filming in Honduras, In South America, people kept talking about this lost city of a monkey god, and it was a myth, a legend that everyone talked about, and he had been around it enough as the videographer that he started thinking, I feel like I could have a good idea where this is. And he used like that LIDAR, the scanning technology to scan, you know, where he thought it might be in the rainforest of Honduras, and found it. Like he actually found where it was and led an expedition to, you know, officially get there and excavate some of it and check it out. So he is, you would just have no idea, because he is the most friendly, down-to-earth, wonderful person in the world. He's always excited to kind of like bring people into that world. He's so supportive. And we just see him everywhere. I think he never left the Explorers Club building last year, because we just saw him everywhere all the time at the Explorers Club. And I think it was the same thing here, where he kept talking a big game about how he was going to go back to the hotel and change, but I don't think he ever made it there. I think he just stayed the whole day, Thursday and Friday, and, you know, most of Saturday until the event took place. And he was upstairs with Richard Garriott, who is the current president of the Explorers Club. And I have a funny story about him too. I don't know, I feel like I'm pretty well versed in a lot of the nerddom stuff, you know. I'm not saying I'm like an avid gamer, but I definitely played games, and I had no idea. I mean, I just always heard that Richard, our president, was an astronaut. So that's what I thought. And then after we like were with him all weekend, and then I get back and I don't know, I Googled him because somebody asked me a question about him being an astronaut. And I'm like, well, let me just Google the information. And come to find out, I guess his dad was a NASA astronaut. He was a private astronaut. He was independent. But before that, he literally created the Ultima games. Like, he single-handedly, I guess, worked on and coded and developed so much of the first couple of Ultima games. And, like, he was the mastermind behind all of them. And it has just this whole other persona in that world. And I had no idea. I had no idea. So, yeah, I don't know what rock I was living under, but I thought that was pretty cool. Anyway, Richard was there, and he was hanging out with Steve. So, you know, we got to mingle and say hi to a bunch of people it was nice to see again, and check out the store on Thursday. And then we went down to the bar. And, you know, I love the networking events at the Explorers Club. They are my absolute favorite things, because everybody's doing something wild. Everyone has this crazy story, you know, and I got caught up on Thursday talking about, you know, boat expeditions, or people are trying to get me to hop on a boat expedition to go to Iceland, to go here, and we're going to stop here, and there's this many people, and we're going to do this research on the boat. And, you know, it's the most fascinating tales, the most incredible projects you see everybody working on. It's really a community of go-getters, and that's one of the things I love the most about it. Because after the big ECAD dinner weekend, I went to one of our happy hour events in the DC for the DC chapter of the Explorers Club, and me and one of the guys there were talking about, you know, there's just a type of person that winds up being in the Explorers Club. It's the people that are just like, well, yeah, I'm gonna do that, and it's like something just absolutely crazy. No normal person would do this thing, but we're the ones that are like, well, yeah, I would do that, and just jump on these really bizarre, wild opportunities. And those are the people that you're going to find in the club. It is a community of go-getters. So everybody is working on their own project and has these incredible things they're putting together. And it's just so inspiring and just incredible. And it's one of my favorite things in the world, just to be able to come and network with these people. So there were some, you know, conversations being had at the bar on Thursday. And I will say, I'm not really a drinker. ECAD weekend is one of my exceptions, because I have to have a drink or two in me before I'm like social enough to feel, I get this inferiority complex being next to all these amazing people. So having a drink or two in me, you know, it helps me to get out of my own head about, you know, being worthy enough to be here or whatnot. And so somebody before the bar opened was like, don't worry, everybody, I have whiskey. And then they're just passing whiskey around to everybody. And I've never had whiskey before. And I'm like, oh, I guess I'll try it. Man, that was a brutal mistake. Not that I really got, you know, that drunk. But I mean, even just like, you know, partial glass of whiskey, and I was like, I'm going to go back to my room now and pass out. Yeah, there was lots of wonderful conversations to be had, and my friend Dakota is just wonderful because she met these two 22-ish, I mean, they're younger for sure, gentlemen at an event at the Adventurers Club in LA, and they were just so excited to meet Steve Elkins, and she introduced them because, I mean, you know, Steve is Steve, and he's a wonderful guy. And she had encouraged them, because they wanted to join the Explorers Club, to come out and meet everybody at the, you know, ECAD weekend and mingle and talk to people and all that fun stuff. So they came. They couldn't go to the event, but they showed up at the, you know, the club for the whole weekend. And they were just such wonderful, fun people. And I don't think they were there Thursday night. I think it was just me and her. And then, you know, we met a few cool people. And it just so happened that, you know, I'm staying as a part of the SoCal chapter because I just, you know, I love everybody there so much. I, you know, committed to joining the DC group and getting involved, and I become part of the event committee, and I love it. But so apparently I can be part of both, so I'm just going to do that, you know. So I have a home on both coasts with the Explorers Club. And a bunch of the Washington group was there that Thursday. So we got to, like, mingle and meet each other and take a group photo, and it was really nice. So that was a cool experience for me to get to meet new people in the Washington, D.C. group that I hadn't yet met before. And a few familiar faces, too, that I had got to see. And then I think Dakota wanted to bail out because she was going to have dinner with her friend. But that partial whiskey and, like, one Prosecco in, and I was like, I need to go. This whiskey did not sit well. So I think I went back to my hotel at like 7 or 7:30 that night and just went to sleep. I was like, let me just start fresh for tomorrow. And then the weekend continues. So Friday is a great day. Friday's, I think it might be my favorite event, that that cocktail party to welcome new members and network and, you know, just their welcome reception on Friday evenings. But we learned last year that despite the fact that there is a schedule, nobody really follows the schedule. And last year, you know, it says the new members come and meet and get tours of the club at 5. And then at 6 o'clock, everybody else joins and we have our reception and everyone meets each other. And we were like really stuck to that. And then come to find out, everyone's just there all day and no one leaves. And that's really how it's played. So even though it says like, oh, new member reception at 5, it's everybody's there. And then everybody's there, you know, before the 6 o'clock event even starts. So luckily we learned that last year. So this year we just stayed at the club all day on Friday. Like, we dressed for the event that night, went in to see some of the lectures kind of earlier in the morning, and then hung around all day and networked and talked to people. They have a little lunch they host there, which was lovely. And that was when I met her, the two lovely gentlemen that Dakota had brought from L.A. And they, I mean, it's so refreshing to see young people that are so excited about exploration, that want to be Indiana Jones, that are fangirling over all of these incredible explorers. I mean, it's such a cool experience, and it was really amazing to see their excitement, because it kind of reminded me how excited I was last year, and how, you know, it brought back that excitement of like, well, this is just really cool. Like, we get this incredible opportunity. It was just wonderful. And we went out for some nice New York pizza, a bunch of us, and then went back for the, you know, the event, the cocktail party reception that evening. And that, let me tell you, that reception is an experience, because that club fills up. It is packed. Like, it's hard to move around. There's so many people. And so I remember somebody, you know, there's jokes about ECAD weekend, and one of the big jokes is to always follow the Norwegians. And you know what? They were right. I mean, I thought it was a joke, but no, it's true. The Norwegians throw this epic party with all these incredible drinks and snacks and all this great stuff in one of the rooms there that's kind of like, you know, sheltered off. And we were just looking around and exploring and seeing who was where, what was going on prior to the event starting. I think it was like 4 o'clock. And the Norwegian party was already happening. And they're like, oh, friends, welcome, come in, and just welcomed us in. And we're so amazing. And there was incredible people there. And I'm like, man, they weren't kidding when they said, follow the Norwegians. This is great. So we had a really fun time networking there before going out. And this time, the old school elevator was actually working. So we got to try out the elevator. And the thing I think I love most about that party on Friday night is that we're just everywhere. Dakota is one of my favorite people to be at these events with because she's like, oh, I'm here. Oh, I'm here. Oh, look at that person. Oh, it's so-and-so. I should say hi. She knows everybody. She's really good at mingling and being fearless. And so we wind up just being all over. You know, at some point in the evening, you're up on the roof because that's always just how it ends. So you know, there that was no exception. Last year, I really wanted to climb the ladder on the roof and I wasn't able, but this year I did. I wound up on the roof. It was pretty remarkable. And they've made a lot of changes to the Explorers Club. The map room doesn't really have any maps anymore. Now it's kind of more like a library. So you know, we spent some time up there. I guess it makes sense because, I mean, people drinking around a bunch of old maps is probably a terrible idea. I know that was a point of contention last year that it was like, this is kind of a problem. So it makes sense. So that was different. You know, a lot of the decor up there had been renovated and remodeled and moved around. There's just all of these wonderful people that I see sometimes only once a year at the Explorers Club annual dinner. And it was so remarkable to get to see them. I haven't seen Steve Elkins in a while, so it was so refreshing to get to see Steve. I got to meet his wife, which was so much fun. She's a wonderful person. Joe Rohde, who I know we talked about last time, was he's an anthropologist. He's a Disney Imagineer. He's effectively the father of Animal Kingdom, which is pretty amazing. And he has such an incredible resume, and he's so humble. He's like, oh, I feel like such an imposter being here around all these people. And you're like, Joe, you are one of these people. What are you talking about? And he's just so much fun. And I love starting him off on a topic, like asking a question and having him just go off on these incredible stories, because he's always down to talk about, you know, some wild experience that he has had. And I love hearing it. I love being a part of it. He is an incredible person, and he's a great storyteller. And I love getting to connect with him each year. And then, you know, we made a lot of new friends this year, too. And, you know, I met new people from the Washington group, which I just think is incredible and I'm excited about. And now, if you guys didn't know this, your iPhone, if you hold it over someone else's iPhone, will just share your contact information like magic. I guess so long as your software is up to date. But we learned that, and we're all having a field day just like sharing our information like that back and forth with one another. So that was pretty cool. I mean, the thing that's so magical about it is that you walk around and you really connect with a bunch of like-minded people that are go-getters, that are wanting to change the world, people that are trying to make a difference in our world, scientists and, you know, rocket engineers, and everybody has a story. It's like a cluster of the most interesting people in the world, and no matter who you talk to, everyone's interested. There was, you know, I'm getting off topic because I don't want to talk about the actual gala event until next time. But at the after party for the gala event, you know, we're talking to someone who's like, oh, you know, I don't really, you know, I'm not really a part of this. I don't really, you know, like, I'm not really worthy to be here. I'm just leading Sylvia Earle's expedition. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, that's amazing. It's a lot of humble, intelligent, driven people. And it's so much fun to get to like share stories, talk about what we're doing with each other. You know, somehow you start staffing your own expeditions, or you wind up on somebody else's because everyone's mingling and, oh, you do this, I do this too. Everybody kind of knows I'm the weird penguin girl. That's kind of become my moniker somehow. And I will say, you know, once that happens, oh, you need to meet so-and-so. There's like two penguin people here, and you know, you need to meet so-and-so. And it's really, I mean, it's a social club. It's what it should be, but it's just so inspiring. And I always leave feeling like I have finally found my people. Like, these are my people. And I want to make a difference, and I want to step up and do more. So I feel worthy of being here too. It's really just miraculous. I mean, and I'll talk about the layout of the club a little bit, because you know, we were just going up and down and all around for this Friday night extravaganza, before the big day on Saturday, which we'll talk about in the next episode. Like I said, this will be a quick little, you know, just fun little light dive into the ECAD, and then we'll get into the actual event next time. So when you walk into the Explorers Club, it's on 70th up in the, you know, Upper East Side of Manhattan by Central Park. And it's this old building that's, I think it might be 6 stories tall, but there's also like half floors. It's a very interesting setup, like very old school New York building kind of situation. And when you first come in, off to the left, you have that smoking lounge, which I don't think anyone can smoke in it anymore, but clearly it used to be that nice members only lounge where there's the, you know, all these artifacts on display and all these really cool things and things from the archive from the Explorers Club. And it's really, it looks like an old smoking room, like, you know, that the kind of cool historical thing that you would expect at the Explorers Club. They actually just renovated the bar, so the bar area is super fancy, very, very, very nice. And then you keep going past the bar, and there's the Apollo Room back there, which has a bunch of the space memorabilia in it, and that's used, you know, it's open for mingling at the club, you know, during the big events, but it's also kind of like uses a little meeting area because it closes off easily. You know, then like back out, there's like the main entrance, and like there's a front desk there and a coat check, and you go up the stairs to the next floor, and that's where you're going to see the giant polar bear. And then to the left, there's another nice big room where they hold lectures, and that's where all the lectures are during the ECAD weekend. Like, all the big events happening at the club are in that room because it's filled with chairs, and they, you know, put in as many people as possible. And then off to the right is, like, this library-looking lounge room that has a fireplace. They put a lot of the tall tables and food in there during ECAD weekend because it's also connected to the balcony where there's tables for people to eat outside there. And then you go up another floor and there's some hallways, I think, where the offices are. And then, you know, you keep going up more. That's like the next couple levels are all offices. There's really cool, historic, important offices. And then there's a bunch of just smaller ones. I'm not going to give away the secret about the fourth floor because it would just do me a disservice. But I like the fourth floor. And then you keep going up and there's the archives. And then up past that is the store. And it's really just this interesting room where you can also rent, like, for the rest of the year. It has a lot of, like, animals and stuff in it. And it's always turned into the store for ECAD weekend. And then up past that, there's, like, you know, little bookshelves and the Hall of Presidents, where they have all of the presidents from the Explorers Club on the wall. And then you keep going up and past, and that's where you get to the map room. And I told you the map room had been renovated. There is, if you go all the way down the halls and the offices on one of the floors, you can kind of get through to the back stairwell. You can also get in from the kitchen, which takes you up to, it used to be a radio tower. They recently removed all the radio pieces out from it. And now it's just kind of an empty room that leads you to the roof. And like I said, you know the party's a good party when you wind up on the roof. And that kind of is always where those cocktail parties wind up. We had a very good time Friday night. We always kind of end sitting in the map room upstairs, chilling, you know, reflecting until we get kicked out and when the party's over. And we weren't the last people to leave this year, so that was pretty good. And Saturday, during the day, I came back for some of the lectures. Saturday is interesting because there's always two events. Like, there's two options. You can go to the Explorers Club and hear the next generation of explorers speak. And being a part of the engine of explorers, I felt like I should show my support for that, especially this year. But the other side of that is the awardees, the people that are getting the awards for the dinner, for the big gala, speak at a nice club elsewhere. And I did do that last year. That's how I wound up meeting the Irwins. So it just, you know, it depends. Like, you can choose what you'd like to do that day, to what you're going to see and what you're going to be a part of to go do it. So we definitely took Saturday as like a chill day, because we know I am not an extrovert. I'm an introvert. And after just talking to so many people and having such a blast on Friday, I was like, well, I'm going to take it easy on Saturday until the event. And I'm not going to tell you guys about the event until next time, because I think it deserves its own podcast. I will say, however, that I did on Sunday make it back over to the club to just get some breakfast and say goodbye to everybody. And I saw Sweeney Todd on Broadway, and little 16, 17-year-old Mallory was just in heaven, because that was one of the defining shows of my generation of musical theater kid. Everyone I knew was all about Sweeney Todd. And I think when the movie came out, I was right at that age of like being in high school, but going into college for theater. And that was like, well, we got to see Sweeney Todd. And it really was just a part of so much of my theater background and training. And I was always typecast as Joanna, and I was totally fine with that. And getting to see it live on Broadway was something I don't think I ever thought I'd have the opportunity to do. And I'm so glad I did. It was amazing. I will say I was devastated because Sutton Foster was not there that day. But the understudy was lovely. Gosh, is it Aaron Tippett? I don't know how to say his last name appropriately, but he killed it as Sweeney Todd. I mean, just the emotion, the disdain, the passion he had when he was playing that role. I mean, it was palpable. It was so unlike anything I've ever seen before. And when he sang Pretty Women, it was some of the most beautiful singing I've ever heard live before, ever. It was just gorgeous. And then he goes right into that Epiphany song. And you're like, I've lost it with you. Like, you believe this man has lost his mind. The acting was just exceptional. It was just enough without being too much as far as like the sets, as far as the acting, as far as everything. I'm very happy that I had that opportunity that weekend before I peaced out. And it's funny because last year I saw Bad Cinderella, because it was either that or Funny Girl, and my stepdad and my sister were like, oh, we got to see the Andrew Lloyd Webber show. And I loved it. You know, it was very short-lived, but it was fun. And, you know, that was a great experience. And then, man, Sweeney Todd was just like, it was incredible. It was the best way to end that weekend. And now I have to tell you all about the Explorers Club annual dinner, which I'm not going to do today. I'm going to do next time. So stay tuned for the next episode of Mallory's Weird World Adventures, the podcast, where we talk about the ECAD 2024 actual dinner, the experience, what it was like. Like I mentioned, the theme was the cosmic ballet, and it really was out of this world. Please forgive me for that pun, but it was. So tune in next week for the end of this, where we talk about the actual dinner event. I will have my partner Michael back on here with me to do that. And until next week, stay weird.